This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America this weekend. And let's not forget our new affiliates down there in the Caribbean, St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, San Juan in Puerto Rico, and Nassau in the Bahamas, and hello to them. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is time to listen to Joe Biden, the eternal prophet of all time, talk about what he had to say when he was at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he talks about the Ukraine, and we'll just listen to him in his own words, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I was not, but it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones, so I got Ukraine, and I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Yeah, and what was that prosecutor doing that caused him to get fired?
Well, he was investigating the not only the company, but the partnership for corruption. And what's particularly interesting is this company was incorporated in 2006 in Limassol, Cyprus, which is a European tax haven. And it is, it was a non-government company. So, that's why if it had been a government operation in Ukraine, this wouldn't have happened, but it was non-government. So, they didn't fire the, prosecutor until Biden decided to brag about it in January of 2018 at a speaking event, and that's the only reason we knew about it. He admitted that he did this. So here's where we are. Now, the phone call that Trump had with the new president of Ukraine, who, by the way, remember, he was a comedian. He had no government experience.
Correct.
So I think he needed probably a little bit of fatherly governing and advice in the phone call that Trump had, because this guy, you know, he was a comedian, was a TV star.
Yep.
That Ukraine voted in. Anyway, it was really not for, I mean, Trump wasn't trying to find opposition research. They were virtually trying to ask them to investigate, because there's, even under the Obama White House, there was a huge discouragement of nepotism, meaning that here you've got the vice president over there, and now you got the son involved in something. And the Obama White House dismissed the nepotism and said it was, like, ridiculous. So here we have Trump in this phone call. And then, of course, Trump had offered up Rudy Giuliani. So the media, some media, interestingly enough, the New York Times actually gets it right, believe it or not, when they first reported all this. But and the reason they pointed to Rudy Giuliani is not because he at the time was Trump's, one of Trump's lawyers, but it's at the behest and bequest of the U.S. State Department. And so Rudy granted that request, and he met with these officials, but not in Ukraine. The arrangement was that Rudy meet them in Spain, which he did. So he was asked and told what to do in this meeting, and then he reported back to the U.S. State Department all things that happened in the meeting. So that's where you are. This isn't, they're going to find out if the White House releases the tapes / transcripts of this phone call. We're going to find out that there's no there, as they like to say.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're going to do that. But when we come back from the break, which we're going on right now, I've got Rudy Giuliani in his own words going back and forth with Chris Cuomo talking about what it was that took place, and he's going to lay it all out on the table as only Rudy Giuliani can do. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And this portion of the Captain's America is brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team at Relief Factor. They're out of Seattle, Washington, and they listen to us quite frequently when they're traveling back and forth at night, taking the red eye in or out of the SeaTac airport on AM 920 and AM 1400 KITZ Mega Talk Radio up there in Bremerton. Hello, Navy, and in Seattle and in Tacoma. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, arthritis or back pain, neck, shoulder, hip, leg, ankle, whatever it is, muscle aches too. And by the way, Denise played so much tennis this week, she might want to try this. Let me tell you about the 1995 3-week quick start plan with Relief Factor. It'll definitely, with its all generic, all natural ingredients, take care of your aches, your pains, the swelling in your legs, your ankles, whatever. It's working for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. And about 75% of the people that buy this stay on it and never get off it. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go there, order your 1995 3-week quick start. You'll have it in about 5 days. It's 1995 plus shipping and handling. That runs about $5 or $6 roughly. And there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a shot. All you got to lose is pain. Speaking of pain, are you in pain today?
No, I'm not. I was never in pain.
Just aching?
No, I mean, just going into dehydration and
well, that's not
nauseous.
Good. That's no. Not, yeah, that's not good at all. All right, well, let's go back to this Ukraine thing, because this was Rudy Giuliani when he was being interviewed by Chris Cuomo about all this, and they went back and forth for about a minute here, and this really got interesting.
Did you ask the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden?
No, actually I didn't. I asked the Ukraine to investigate the allegations that there was interference in the election of 2016 by the Ukrainians for the benefit of Hillary Clinton, for which there already is a
court finding.
You never
asked anything about Hunter Biden. You never asked anything about Joe Biden.
The only thing I asked about Joe Biden is to get to the bottom of how it was that Lutsenko, who was appointed,
right,
dismissed the case against Antac.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden.
Of course I did.
You just said you didn't.
No, I didn't ask him to look into Joe Biden. I asked him to look into the allegations that related to my client, which tangentially involved Joe Biden in a massive bribery scheme.
Rudy.
Not unlike
Rudy.
What he did in China.
Rudy.
You explain to me how the kid got $1.5 billion
Rudy,
from China.
I have no problem with you launching allegations. But just be careful about what you say. I asked you, did you ask Ukraine to look at Joe Biden? You said no. Then you went on to say that you did.
So much for that discussion. But the fact of the matter is, Rudy was there, and he apparently was the point man on this.
Well, that's what I tried to say.
Yeah.
He was asked to do that by the State Department.
Yep.
And so here's the interesting thing. The House Democrats, now we don't know which ones, but I could about imagine it would be somebody like perhaps Jerry Nadler or Adam Schiff.
Mm-hmm.
But they literally asked a fellow by the name of Kurt Volker,
mm-hmm,
to intercede with President Zelensky about the allegations regarding Joe Biden and Paul Manafort.
Mm-hmm.
So Volker actually met with President Zelensky the day after this cockamamie phone call happened last July,
mm-hmm,
which then here comes the whistleblower complaint.
Right.
Now, Kurt Volker is known as a special representative to Ukraine. Now, I don't know what a special representative means. That's not an ambassador, but he was put there by former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
Mm.
Yeah. So now here's the interesting thing, and this may blow some of your listeners' minds. Little Mr. Kurt Volker, by the way, happens to be, I think head of now, or one of the top people, is what is known as the McCain Institute for Leadership. Remember John McCain?
I do.
Yeah, that's that happens to be what Kurt Volker also does, in addition to being the special representative to
McCain. And you told me off the air you believe that this may be the whistleblower.
I do. That's mm-hmm, what I was just explaining. He, mm-hmm, he was asked to be, you know, kind of get involved. Otherwise, I don't think he would have, but he was asked to get involved by the House Democrats. Well, who would the House Democrats be?
Mm-hmm.
It would be Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or that crowd to intercede on this whole thing. So, yeah.
Well,
there you go.
To be continued, right?
Yeah, the saga continues.
Now, the president dismissed a partial deal with China to end the trade war. What do you think about that?
We are going a little bit soft on China here. We're not taking the hardest line that we have been taking, but here in the last couple of weeks, we've gone a little bit soft. But, you know, it may be just a tactic, too. So we'll have to do a wait and see where this goes. I mean, the talks restarted, I think, last Thursday.
Yeah.
And so we don't know where they are at this point.
Now, I want you to listen to a student at the climate forum that MSNBC had the other day. At USC, just listen to the future of America here, and then we'll get into this.
Hi, good morning, Senator. My name is Joan Miller. I am a doctoral candidate at USC. I study empathy as communication.
Wow.
My pronouns are she, her, hers. And yesterday we talked a lot about individual responsibility to change behavior like veganism, water waste, and plastic straw bans, all of which initiatives disproportionately affect disabled people and poor people. Besides a carbon tax and these individual responsibilities, how can we shift the responsibility to incentivize corporations and high-waste industries to change their behavior around climate change?
Wow. Wow, that's the youth of America right there.
Here's what's happened. And remember, the sense of emergency, the sense of desperation, began under Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got students, and I don't mean just college students. This goes all the way down into necessarily the high school level, internet, nationally and internationally. We've got students now that are absolutely in a panic.
Mm-hmm.
A panic. I mean, they've got like PTSD over all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're having to seek psychiatric help and all that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's nuts.
It's beyond nuts. By the way, the gift that keeps on giving, I'll let his words speak for themselves. The gift that keeps on giving.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time, so I'm going to end my presidential campaign, continue my work as mayor of New York City, and I'm going to keep speaking up for working people and for a Democratic Party that stands for working people. And I'll just say this. I talked to a lot of folks, including a lot of labor union members, who really don't feel the Democratic Party has their back right now. And that's a lot of the story of 2016, I think. Democrats not being clear, strong for working people. A lot of working people stayed home. Some of them even drifted away.
Let's talk about the police union, the firefighters union in New York City, and what they think about Mayor Bill de Blasio, who doesn't have their back anymore. By the way, you haven't heard this, but a backstory to the police being water and things thrown on them. Same thing's happening to the fire department. I'm serious now. I'm serious.
I've seen some of that.
Yep.
What we have here is full-blown chaos.
Yep.
And a continued effort by the Democrats to inject chaos into law and order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Okay. Yep, absolutely. All right, well, I will see you later today, but in the meantime, you stay low and enjoy the cool temperatures.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right, Janice Simon, FoundersCode.com, and check her out by going to her website, FoundersCode.com, to find out more about her. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a report from Texas, the remnants of former Hurricane Imelda continue moving slowly inland after dropping an already staggering 40 inches of rain in southeast Texas. Reagan Baker, the Jefferson County Deputy Sheriff, had this to say.
And the people we're rescuing saying they have more water now in their houses than they did during Harvey.
Three people have already died from Imelda, and over 500 were rescued from its floodwaters in the last 36 hours in one county alone. Imelda, which made landfall as a tropical storm near Freeport, could bring 3 to 10 inches of rain in the overnight, according to the National Weather Service. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 fell 14.72 to 29.92. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 159 points to 29.935. And the NASDAQ lost 65 points to 81.17. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I'll keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
All right, highway junkie song bringing you in. Our number three of the Captain's America Weekend Show, which is a three-hour program, unlike the four-hour program during the week. But I wanted to do that because I'm going to tell you about the brand-new 2020 Nissan Murano that I'm driving right now, available at Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. This is definitely a cut above. And if you're like me, and you like driving sporty things, like a fun-to-drive SUV with the comfort of a luxury crossover, then this is the one. Nissan CVT transmission and powerful V6 engine gives you plenty of get up and go in an SUV that looks fantastic inside and out. And you know what the best thing is about this compared to driving the truck I had, the Titan? 30 miles to the gallon without even hardly trying. I've gotten as much as 37 miles to the gallon with it by just running the cruise and behaving myself and not trying to drive like Wild Man Jack, even though you can. Now, every new 2020 Murano comes with the exclusive Moss Care Maintenance Program featuring free oil changes and tire rotations for life and dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for many years to come. And only Moss Nissan offers the You Serve, You Save program for all veterans, all active duty military, and first responders, whether you're active or retired, with preferred pricing on all the new and used vehicles. Now, this is important, guys, because 24/7, 365, that You Serve, You Save program is always in effect. We've had a lot of veterans up there lately from all around the southeastern part of the United States buying new vehicles because of a You Serve, You Save program. There is no better program for all those who serve. So take advantage of it. Tell your friends. We've had people come from as far away as Arizona, as far north as Canada, all the way up into Maine and all points in between to come to Moss Nissan. They do have two locations to serve you, one at U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, the other on U.S. 19 in Crystal River. And remember, there's a new one coming soon, a new Moss Nissan in Tampa. Ho, 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 ho. That's all I can say. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. You're going to love it, and they treat you like a king or queen. They're the best of the best, and I've done business with a lot of car dealers over the years. These people are at the top of the list. Now, how about listening to Steve Doocy, who was interviewing Mark Penn, who was talking about Hillary and talking about if Hillary had just conceded the election in 2016, she would have automatically gotten the nomination in 2020. Listen to this.
Was there voter suppression?
Well, turnout actually from 2012 went up slightly, and it went up slightly, you know, in Michigan, places like Michigan was at record where she won in Minnesota. Look, there are a lot of reasons she lost. Primarily, she lost because Donald Trump took the working class from the Democrats, put them in his column, and I think if she had conceded the election cleanly and talked about the issues, she actually would have been in a great position to get back in today, to do what Richard Nixon did and get back in. And today her ratings are 10% below Donald Trump because she goes out and says it was all unfair.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. I think she
could. I know you're not Dr. Phil.
No, look, I had the great, I have, and I've always had the greatest respect for her, and I think if she had just gone out, talked about the issues, helped put the country together, today they wouldn't be doing what they did last time, which is put her in as the nominee. That's not happening because she now has, look, 30%, and even Trump has 40%, whereas Biden's liked by about 50%. So that's how it's shaken out, and I wish she should concede the election. I think everybody would see her in a better light if she did.
Now, I don't really care for Hillary Clinton because I know way too much about what she was involved in from Arkansas all the way to Washington, D.C. I know too much about the details that are out there about the body trail that followed them all the way to Washington, D.C., which continued in Washington, D.C. I've read all the reports, both the police reports, the news reports, and it's just too strange to not think that there's not some sort of connection there. However, it was never proven. And things got to a point, even with the McDougals, remember the McDougals with Whitewater? Things got to a point where it got very close to Hillary and what she was doing as an attorney, and Susan McDougal went to jail over this to protect Hillary Clinton. She went to jail over it to protect Hillary Clinton. That told me all I needed to know when I heard that. That she was up to her eyeballs, along with Clinton, in the stuff that was going on. Now, again, I don't know about you. The fact of the matter is, you've got these far-left, progressive, left liberal socialists running right now. And you got people like Bernie Sanders. And here's the Bernie moment here on MSNBC yesterday.
To answer your question, what we do is build upon and expand what the Tennessee Valley Authority is doing. The TVA is a public utility which generates electricity and sells it to wherever it sells it. We have a number of similar type agencies. So what we are proposing, in fact, is for the federal government to be a major, major, major producer of wind, solar, and other sustainable energy, and then sell that out to utilities. Some of them will be public utilities. My city has a public utility. Some of them will be private. But where the federal government will play a much more active role is in the production of sustainable energies.
Boy, think about that one for a minute. The government will become a major, 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 to use Bernie's words, producer of energy, the creator of all. There's too much government involvement right now to add more to it, just my opinion. But why would we want the government to be more involved in the production of energy? They can't do what they're doing right now. And then, of course, you've got Kamala Harris, who just doesn't seem to want to get the message.
So I am offering a Green New Deal that has been described as one of the most aggressive and progressive, which says that by 2045 we will have a clean economy, we will invest in renewable energy. Iowa knows so well, you've been such a leader on this, an investment in renewable energies, and this is about jobs, it is about also empowering often overlooked and ignored communities, and it is also about holding the big polluters accountable.
Okay, sounds great, doesn't it? Till you get to the price tag. If you think Elizabeth Warren's deal was expensive, if you think that AOC's deal was expensive, this tops them all. Even the early estimates tops them all. And then, of course, what you didn't hear here is how she explained it was going to be paid. Oh, the top 1% is going to pay all of it. No one down the line will have to pay for any of this. Really? Really? It has never worked that way in history. What makes anybody think it's going to work that way right now? Golly. All right, I'm coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise in the 185 location network across the country, the Freedom Boat Club. Well, today, we'll have a small craft advisory. It's going to be very blustery. The winds are going to be very, very blustery today. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles an hour out there on the water, coming out of the east. We'll have seas of 3 to 5 feet. Very choppy today. Again, small craft advisory out there. And the Gulf water temperature is currently 85 degrees. The bay water temperature, 84 degrees. The low tide is coming at 6:14 a.m. The high tide at 2:29 p.m. And there'll be an isolated shower somewhere along the line during the course of the day. But the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has grown by leaps and bounds. I can remember 3 years ago when they started with us,
they had 100 boats and 10 locations in Tampa. Now, Tampa is the largest location of all of the 185 franchises in the United States. They have 430 boats right here in the Tampa area. They have 28 ports, two more coming, and they're going to be adding, the rumor says, Gainesville as one of their ports. Now, 185 locations, many of which where you're listening to me right now across the country, three in Canada, two in France. That's right, I said France, parlez-vous français. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, being the biggest, can offer some different interesting programs, and here's one of them. You get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee at Freedom Boat Club. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you'll get an extra $500 off your one-time membership fee. On top of that $1,000 for a total savings of $1,500, you just pay the balance due, and you're on your way. Does it get any better than that? Oh, yeah. Your membership has reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. I emphasize the word all, the 185 across the country, the three in Canada, and the two in France. Yes, sir, buddy. Remember, all you got to do is load up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, whatever. You're off for a day of fun on the water, fun sun on the water. So check them out. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. Doesn't matter where you're at. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That number is 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will save you a bunch of money. And there you go. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. I wholeheartedly endorse them. You go out, you use the boat for the day, you come in, you put it at the dock, you hand them the keys, you walk away, boom, done. Done. Now, the Democrats are just coming off the hinges here. Remember Tim Ryan when he ran for president? He was a Democratic presidential candidate, one of the first ones to bow out because he was going nowhere. Well, listen to this. He had a town hall, and MSNBC was there. Listen to this.
My question is, what effect do you feel that overpopulation has with global warming, and should we be doing anything to combat this?
It's about resources. So, yeah, I mean, I think we should be active, again, with international agencies. Within the State Department, the President wants to cut the State Department budget dramatically. We need to be involved in the United Nations family planning efforts around the world. I think we need to continue to do that.
Now, the question came from a gentleman by the name of Clayton. He identified himself as being a student at the McDonough School of Business. He was a freshman, and he was studying finance. But what a question. And what an answer. Overpopulation is creating more climate change. And what can we do about it? And Ryan goes back to say, well, the governments need to get involved in controlling the populations. Wow. Then you got the Looney Tunes of the Looney Tunes, Marianne Williamson. Everybody should know who she is by now.
Days before I wrote that tweet, I was in South Carolina and Georgia. You think they weren't praying for that thing to turn around? And we're gonna just talk down to them because you think that everybody who prays in those southern states and we're praying, dear God, turn this hurricane around, you think they're stupid? That's real smart strategy, Democratic leftists. That's real smart strategy. Mock and make fun of everybody who believes that God is powerful.
Now, she is a candidate for president. She's the author. And there were Democrats who were making fun of the people that were praying to turn the hurricane away from the United States. And anybody that believes in God and uses prayer as a means of peaceful and solace and asking for help and guidance, they already know the answer to the question as to whether or not prayer can control things. You bet it can. You bet it can. And many, many people resort to doing that. Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor, is one of the people that does that. Hell, my contributor, latest contributor, Kathy Chamberlain, on Tuesdays, the Rules for Deplorables author, was facing a crippling effect from an injury that she had. It took about a year and a half to be able to get to where she could walk again and do the different things she did. Very similar story to me. Broke her back in two places, which meant, you know, again, the situation that you don't know if you're ever going to walk again or not, because all you got to do is something stupid and your back breaks again and psh, you're paralyzed from that point down. So the power of prayer, understand? You bet it does. You bet it does. You get yourself in a life-threatening situation and whatnot. It's just yourself and God. And you say, hey, God, you get me out of this mess. I promise I'll be better than I ever was. I'll do whatever. And yeah, we've all done that a time or two. We've all done that a time or two. And if you haven't, then you're not being truthful to yourself. By the way, hello to our expert paper relocator up there in Valdosta, Georgia. James, hope you have a great weekend too, my friend. Thanks very much for chiming in. And thanks to Steve in Thailand. I heard from him. Richard the Marine out in Oregon. David the Uber driver. And heard from Jura. Heard from Beverly. Heard from Jeff. Heard from Tracy, and heard from Tammy, who's down in the Bahamas tonight and starting out early this morning to do her medical work. She's working with a medical team down there in the Bahamas and down there for the weekend to do just that. A lot of people are donating of themselves to go down there and do what needs to be done to help those people out. And, yeah, they are being helped. They are being helped. Now, during the week, Monday through Friday, we are a four-hour show, Captain's America Third Watch. And if our station that you're listening to us on isn't carrying you during the week, well, why don't you call up your program director and say, hey, man, you know, that show you're playing the weekend, how about playing it during the week? Because during the week, I'm on live from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time all across the country for 4 hours. And we have, we have a number of outlets that have been increasing our program. Some were playing at 2 hours. Some were playing at three. Now they're playing at three and four, respectfully, and we thank them for doing that. Because more and more demand and more popularity is, as the program gets out there in the various markets. And by the way, as I said earlier, thanks to the folks up there in Atlanta. Thanks to the folks up there in Detroit. Thanks to the folks out there in Reno. Las Vegas, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio. We'll see y'all Monday morning, bright and early, 2 a.m. God bless America, everybody. Have a safe weekend and stay dry over there in Texas.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.